fish plate attributed to the three-stripe painter. Greek, from Campania, 330 BCE to 320 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 102.69. Donated by M.K. Stephen, 1969. This fish plate from the Logie Collection closely resembles a shallow cake stand. The plate is a circular disc, close in size to a bread and butter plate. It is not flat, but has a slightly concave surface which slopes inwards towards a central circular well. The plate has a thick, folded rim and is raised about 4 centimetres off the ground on a squat pedestal. The entire underside of the plate has been left bare, exposing the natural pale brown terracotta. Painted around the plate's rim, in a shiny black glaze, is a pattern of spiralling waves. These breaking waves are simplified enough to appear as the repeated silhouette of a hooked finger. This plate depicts three fish on its upper surface. They are arranged in a triangular formation around the central well, which is not much larger in size than a 50-cent coin. The three fish are swimming nose to tail around the plate in an anti-clockwise direction. A characteristic of South Italian fish plates, like this one, is that the underbellies of the fish are oriented towards the centre. The different shapes and markings of the fish on this plate indicate that each one is a separate species. Firstly, we have a bird's eye view of a torpedo, a type of electric ray. It has a round body with spots on its back and a tail shaped like a heart. The other two fish are elongated shapes. One resembles a sea perch and the other a bream. The bodies of all three fish are the colour of the natural brown clay. They are bright against a black, glossy, glazed backdrop. Details such as fins, gills, and bellies are defined with white paint, and a diluted black glaze is used for their spots, stripes, and beady eyes. The circular depression in the centre remains in the reserved terracotta. This plate was excavated in Campania in southern Italy, the region which accounts for around half of all currently known fish plates. As both the fish and the waves depicted on this plate recall the sea, this suggests it was likely used to serve seafood, a staple of the ancient Mediterranean diet. As the top of the dish has a slightly concave elevation, the central well was likely a receptacle to collect the excess juices or oils from the cooked fish. Alternatively, it might also have been designed to hold a sauce or a condiment to complement the serving of fish at a feast or party.